The alleged killer of 17-year-old Bianca Devins of Utica, who was murdered last month, posted images of her death on social media that remained visible on platforms like Instagram for more than a week, even after users flagged them. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi is calling on the Federal Trade Commission to open a special probe into what went wrong.
Bianca Devins' grandfather, Frank Williams, describes her as loving, caring, an aspiring model, a wonderful artist.
And a 17-year-old girl that still loved swings. I'm thinking of pushing her on a swing right now.
Williams says after Devins' death, family members were sent graphic images of the murder and private messages.
Many of these private messages said, "Look at your daughter now."
The family reached out to Brindisi for help.
The pain of losing a child is unimaginable, but to have that pain exploited, mocked, and shared on social media is a trauma that no family ever should have to go through.
Users that flagged the photos were told by Facebook and Instagram that the pictures could remain with a sensitive content warning or that the guidelines weren't violated. Brindisi says that's unacceptable. He's calling on the FTC to investigate social media's sensitive content practices and to make recommendations. Federal legislation, he says, might be needed. Instagram employs 15,000 personnel to monitor content, but Brindisi says it's not enough. In Utica, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.